Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Sam the School Pony, Jenny Dale's Pony Tales, Book 1, written by Jenny Dale and read by Jan Francis.
"Hey, Sam, look what I brought you," Becky Brown called. She scrambled over the gate and dropped down into the muddy field on the other side. The little pony who lived in the field trotted over to Becky. "So, you're here at last," he whinnied. "I thought you'd forgotten." Usually, Becky got to Sam's field very early in the morning, before all the other children even thought of leaving for school. She always had something special for the pony to eat, a crunchy carrot or a crisp apple. She was so early that there was always plenty of time to play with him before school started. Becky ran up to Sam and gave him a hug. "I'm sorry I'm late," she said. "I dropped cereal on my school shirt and Mum made me change it." Sam nuzzled at the school bag. He could smell something delicious in there. "You know just where I've put your snack, don't you?" laughed Becky. She took the bag off her shoulder and opened it. Sam shoved his muzzle into the bag and rummaged about in between books and pencils until he found what he wanted. "Ah, that's what I'm looking for," he whinnied. "A big, juicy carrot. Oh, great! There's an apple here too." He munched the carrot, dribbling orange-coloured juice. "Be careful," scolded Becky. "I'll get into real trouble if my shirt gets dirty again." She stroked the pony's muzzle. He whickered. "I love being scratched on my nose." "Who do you belong to?" asked Becky thoughtfully. "I've seen your owner ride you sometimes. I wonder if she comes over again when we've gone home from school." Sam threw up his head and neighed. "Of course she does." He turned and trotted round in a circle, just to show off. Becky laughed. "And does she take you to Gymkhana's and canter with you over the fields?" Sam blew down his nose. "I've done it all," he whickered to Becky.